Seattle coffee shop workers, call 911. Yep, we've had a major disturbance. One of my employees is injured. Had to crack out a big kitchen knife. Yeah, when can you come? We call 911 when homeless man causes a disturbance. No officers arrive. How disappointing is that? Yeah, well, that's what happens in Seattle when you defund the police and you go down this road where, not enough cops to go around. This is what you get. Let's get into it. We've got video. Here we go. All right. So this video goes on like this. You can see the individual here. He's talking with the dude here. There's another employee. I think back. Yeah, right here. I don't know. But no, that's his shadow in the back thing. All right. So this goes on for quite some time. Let's forward it up to about, let's move it up to here, close to a minute. Okay. So the guy's just wandering around. You can see this guy is like, okay, what's going on? They're just talking. He's looking, you know, what's he saying? We don't really know. He's out of his mind. He's probably talking some gibberish because you can see this guy stepped back. You can see his body language is like, yeah. Holds out his hand to say something, and the guy, oh, now we're just going to toss the store. Employee starts running. He goes to get a knife, right? Going to arm himself, all right? Okay, now you can see the knife in his hand right here. This guy's got a butcher knife. He's literally got a butcher knife, which you'll see. Yep. As you do. All right. What do I have in the store? A big knife. So not a small incident, not a small incident by any means. And that's enough to rock your boat, right? You have that happen in your store, in your coffee store. You want somebody to come and help you out. And it gets worse. That's an attack. Guy takes out the ammonia. There's a knife right there. Look at that knife right there. Yeah. Lucky that didn't turn into a stabbing. That's a big bladed knife. What is that? 10 inches? Insane. So these two guys are getting paid XYZ for working in the latte shop. Yeah. Their safety and their security guard walks in. Like, okay, guys, what happened? So again, this is Pike Place Market. This is where millions of tourists a year come through. I talk about, you know, Pike Place Market, where all the fish are. It's only a couple of blocks from the Blade, which is Pike and Pine on 3rd Avenue, where all the crazy drugs are sold, stolen goods, you know, you name it, it happens there. But it's that area. It's only a couple of blocks away from Pike Place Market. And you've always got a bunch of whacked out, cracked out, you know, fentanyled out homeless people running around as a result. So this is one of those calls that is not uncommon. But, you know, in a city like Seattle, when push comes to shove, you don't have enough cops. Hey, got to be honest with you. This is 911 talking. Got to be honest with you. We're not going to send anybody today. Because we don't have anybody today. Now, why don't we have enough cops? Oh, yeah, that whole defund the police thing. And we hate police, just don't like police. Because we've literally got a bunch of soy boys running around Seattle that don't like authority. And anybody with the badge is bad. And yet, when something bad happens to them, they are Johnny on the spot calling 911, right? Calling 911, come help us out. Come help us out. Homeless man in Seattle was caught on camera causing a disturbance in an ice cream and coffee shop, and the small business owner says police officers were not dispatched when his workers called 911. The incident took place around 7 p.m. April 24th in the Pike Place Market area near Seattle's famous gum wall. So I believe this is down, according to Baxter and Frost owner Ian Halcott, I believe this is down below grade. And next to the gum wall, security camera footage shows a man wearing a beanie and a hoodie with his hands in his front pockets talking to an employee before shoving things off a counter display, making a mess in the establishment. A second clip shows the man pushing a movable display case at two workers, prompting one to pull a knife to defend himself and his coworker, while the other grabbed a spatula and baking tray. All right, I got the knife. I need backup. Grab the spatula and the baking tray. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to whack him and I'm going to stab him. I mean, would you want to work in an environment where that's just a common occurrence? It happens all the time. All the stores in this area of Seattle, this is close to where Nike took off, Lululemon took off. I mean, so many stores, Fox Jewelry has left. So many of these stores have left. This is at Pike Place Market. You know, one tourist gets stabbed fatally, and this whole area, you know, takes on a different connotation. Oh, yeah, maybe there is a homeless and drug addiction and criminal element in Seattle and downtown. Because when I went there, you know, I watched the fish get tossed back and forth, and everything was hunky-dory. Now, we just watched exactly what's going on in this part of Seattle. The workers continued arguing with the man before he left, and a Pike Place Market security guard showed up. Now, you know, security guard's going to help out, but, you know, they're not really probably going to file a report. You know, where's this going to go? And this guy's probably going to go back because he's pissed. He didn't get his soy latte. This video includes an assault on one of my employees, as well as the destruction of my service counter by a deranged criminal, Halkett told radio host Jason Rance in an email. Absolutely. Absolutely. And people want to say, well, you just got big city crime. But on top of that, here's that guy just clearing off the counter. On top of that, because we're in a city like Seattle that's defunded the police, because what a genius concept that is, don't have enough cops to go around. You vilified authority. You vilified policing. You don't have enough to cover the coffee shop. Literally, the soy boys pouring soy products, right? Soy latte. Get my soy latte. Neither clip includes audio of the encounter, but Halkett says the man threatened to shoot his employees. Okay. All right. Yeah. Just got through with the podcast on number of illegals entering San Diego. 125,000 illegal immigrants have been dumped off in San Diego since last September. 125,000. San Diego is now the number one area for the illegals to cross because Texas has shored up their border, shored up the United States border at the southern border. And now California is numero uno place for the cartel and their coyotes to take people. And then also, you know, illegal nationals coming from China. They fly into Quito and Ecuador, and then they can fly in because there's no visa required there. And then they can fly from Quito into Tijuana just across the border from San Diego. And then it's just a quick, you know, short trip into maybe an hour east is where most of them are stacking up, hour east of San Diego. And then they walk through the fence and let Customs and Border Protection take them and drop them off in downtown San Diego. My podcast was gun sales are going through the roof in San Diego because you've just got an influx of people that aren't vetted, that nobody knows anything about. And, you know, we take their name and number, you know, kind of like you do when you get a reservation at the restaurant. All right, what's your name? What's your phone number so we can text you when your table is ready? Customs and Border Protection doesn't do much more than that, right? You know, are they really going through and checking these folks out? You know, they do a precursory one, but then they give them a court date and say, hey, yeah, all right, go do your thing. Even though they can't work, you know, they don't have a work visa and no real resources. And they just become a burden upon, you know, all the entities that are virtue signaling. All right, we got to save everybody, save everybody. I'm not against immigration. Don't get me wrong. I think that's an important, you know, concept within the whole world structure. But I am against what's happening right now, which is just this siege of, you know, an invasion. You know, some folks say, don't call it an invasion. It's not, that's not an invasion. It's not an invasion. Well, you know, we're up to what, 7 point something million that are hard verified in the country. None of this guessing. However, a million it is, maybe it's 10 million, maybe it's 11 million. It's a lot, right? It's a lot. So, you know, you go with those numbers. Yeah, that's happening. I have to train my people in a special way to work with people who are not our customers and treat them with respect, Halkett explained to the Jason Rant Show. But to say also, they're not our customers and that unfortunately they have to go. But you know the level of brazenness. We saw that. We saw that in the video. There's no consequences. There are no consequences. That's because a city like Seattle is just so weak. We're just weak. Just, it's all good. Yeah, bring everybody. Yeah, it's all good. We'll take care of everybody. No, we don't want any more police. Defund the police. F those guys. You know, you've had years and years and years of leadership, which has been weak on crime. It's been weak on everything. You've got some folks in Seattle that are trying to push back on that. Seattle prosecutor, doing work. New mayor, doing work. New council members, doing work. But when you don't have enough cops, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, we simply don't have the personnel to come out and investigate your call. So, yeah, I mean, that's insane. Halkett's employees called 911, he said, but officers were not dispatched due to staffing. Same exact thing that we've talked about in Portland for years, right? You defund the police, and there's no chance of getting a whole bunch more cops up here in anytime soon. You're going to have situations like this happen. Number one, because you allow crazy people to just run around. Number two, you've basically decriminalized drugs or made it known that it's an environment that if it isn't tolerated, it's accepted, right? It's accepted. I'm going to do a lot of drugs and you just walk a couple blocks that way. A couple of blocks from where this is, you can buy whatever you want. You can just buy whatever you want. And if you want to go a little bit further into the international district, what is that? A couple miles away? Oh, the world is your oyster. Stolen goods, stolen people, you name it, you go there. So the dispatchers were like, no, we're not going to be able to make it out tonight and take the statements, which is terrifying. My staff literally felt fear for their lives, and rightfully so. Yeah, the one dude grabbed a knife. Yeah, the other guy's spatula and what was it, a baking tray? Maybe that was to, you know, fend the dude off. But, you know, if somebody says they're going to shoot you and they come in and they toss your counter, inclined to believe them, right? And the person's just out of their mind. Halkett said that he tried to contact police after the fact since the suspect is still on the loose, but he claims no one picked up at the Seattle Police Department's non-emergency number. Not uncommon. Not uncommon. It's kind of like in, you know, Pittsburgh, same drill. Between the hours of, what was it, 3:30 and 7:30, you call 911 and you call one of the non-emergency numbers, it's probably going to go to a voicemail because they ain't really staffing those periods. Someone from Seattle Police Department did connect with him after he spoke with Jason Rants. Okay, this can be a new story. Get somebody out there. It becomes an emergency, right? It's like, okay, all right, we got to move this one up the priority. Otherwise, it's just going to look really bad. You've only got resources for, you know, got 24 hours in a day. You can't squeeze 25 in. And if you only have XYZ cops who are already busy and they are already backed up on, you know, calls that are much, that somebody got hurt, you know, an actual major substantial crime, you know, those kinds of things, those get priority. And so when you're already booked out and you know that that shift is going to end, do what you can. But yeah, terrifying situation for the store owner and the employees is you've got a madman on the loose, literally causing havoc in the store, and police aren't going to come. They're just not going to come. That's what you get in a city like Seattle, because we've gone down all these progressive roads. And this is where we sit. Don't see this happen in Texas. You're not seeing this happen in Florida. Interesting. Why is that? Yeah. Halkett said his employers are now worried about their safety, and he had to cut hours because he is struggling to staff evenings. He has been a small business owner for 25 years. Pike Place Market, this was always the protected area, he said, because it's so close to where the ships come in. You know, you got a 1.7 million tourists come in during last tourist season on the big cruise ships. 1.7 million people just, and they all want to go see the fish flying around at the Pike Place Market. And this coffee store, ice creamery and coffee store, which is right almost directly underneath where the fish fly back and forth. And it's just 15, 20 feet, I believe, from the gum wall. That is, like the article says, this is the heart of the tourist industry here in Seattle. Absolutely 100%. And when you've got this kind of thing going on, well, have just a little more escalation. Somebody gets shot. It's not going to do wonders for tourism in Seattle, is it? That will happen. Inevitably, that will happen. Because when you got a bunch of, you know, nut jobs running around doing shenanigans, like the guy that we just watched here. So the article goes on to say, and it's frustrating to see the lack of enforcement here. This is from the store owner, because for about 20 years pre-COVID, I almost never had a problem at this scale. So, you know, what happened? Seattle police did not respond to Fox News digital request for comment. Those jackasses, we're not talking to them, but send Johnny out and he's got to go take a statement, right? It's just, so what happened? So for 20 years, it's been good. You've always had, you know, panhandling. You've had some criminal element there, but now these psychopath, nut job, homeless, you know, whacked out on drugs people, they know, and they plus they don't really care. They know that there's no repercussions. They can just walk into a store, toss it, and nothing's really going to happen. And 911 is literally going to say, hey, sorry, we don't have anybody to send out to you. They're all busy. They're already taken care of. XYZ, this and that. So for these individuals working in these stores, you know, that's terrifying. But the bottom line is that somebody voted for all this. Somebody made decisions to allow politicians in that went down the whole defund the police, you know, down that direction. And then you've had leadership that has not exactly been, you know, staunch advocate of law and order. They have been the opposite. It's how we had CHOP happen, right? You got to have leadership. It's just like, screw the police, defund the police. And we'll just, you know, we'll have the summer of love and we'll see how that goes. Two black kids get murdered. Women are raped. I mean, it's no laughing matter by any means, but it's just so ridiculous to think that, it's going to be greatest thing ever, summer of love. And then you deal with this. So, you know, Seattle's kind of getting what it asked for. And then this whole notion of, you know, making Seattle, you know, we're not going to, you know, push back on the homeless, just allow the homeless people to just live wherever. And that's an ongoing story, right? That's just an ongoing story. You're seeing that in other cities. Other cities are saying, all right, we're going to make a goal of dealing with the homeless population this way. This area here is going to be 100% cleared out and controlled. And all that does is take those homeless people and move them somewhere else, because nobody's going into the mental institutions. You're not, you know, taking those folks and just, you know, putting them where they need to be, medicated and getting the help that they actually need. Nobody's putting them involuntarily into treatment. And these people are just whacked out on drugs. I don't know if this guy was or not, but, he did not seem stable, did he? Did not seem stable. Somebody's lucky that they didn't get absolutely stabbed or hacked, or that kid, you know, with the knife gets taken away from him and then he gets stabbed, right? So, yeah, you've got some lawlessness happening and then you don't have the police to back it up. You get what you pay for. This is what's going on in Seattle. You get what you pay for. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, hit that like button, hit that notification bell, do all that good stuff, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for joining. Bye for now.